So yeah, if you follow me on Twitter, you'll know that I ejaculated after 170 days of edging. It was really fun. It was really nice. I had a masturbator visit. So we just baited together, you know, we were both solo sexual, so no touching, just pure fucking masturbation. I had a bunch of weed. It was really nice. And then after that, he left, he had to go to work, and I was just sitting here making files, masturbating, watching porn, posting on my OnlyFans, all that stuff, you know, living the masturbator lifestyle. And then I kept edging, you know, I started around 4 a.m. over in California, and I would just, like, talk to guys on Skype, you know, as usual. I would talk to guys on Skype that lived in, like, Australia, some that lived in the UK, some that lived in the Philippines, some in Japan, some in Thailand, some in, I think, France. Then, like, as the day ended over there, I would talk to guys celebrating in the U.S., getting really high, and then slowly, like, as time went on, I hadn't realized that I was masturbating. It was like 12 p.m. already, and then that's like when the other masturbator had to leave. Then around 6 p.m. something strange happened, because I'm a really good edger, so like that's not the question, right? But I usually manage to hold back the pre-cum. And I just noticed that, like, it would just, like, start dripping out just randomly. Like, I would be, like, cooking dinner or something, and then just a huge glob would fall out of, like, my penis, and it just fall to the floor and just look like a splat. And I'd be like, whoa. And I was really high, so I was like, what the fuck? And then it just kept happening. Like, I kept on having to go piss, and then after I pissed, just, like, a huge glob of pre-cum would just fall out. And then, like, then I kept edging and edging and edging. And then after that, I got on Viagra. I was on Viagra too, so I had a huge fucking boner. I had a huge meat. It was just like anything would erect me at that point. Like, I was just like staring at myself in the mirror. Then after that, at the ceiling, and I just get so fucking erect. And it was just really hot. But yeah, then around like 10 p.m. my bait coach, the one, so he's like your grand bait coach, because he's my bait coach, he taught me everything that I know, and he was just like, you should come for 420. And I was like, oh really, I can? And he's like, yeah, just do it, because he's been trying to get me to come. But I was like, I always have been like, okay, yeah, I'll leave that up to a poll. And then every time that the poll, all my followers say yeah, come, my coach says no. And every time my coach says come, everyone else says no. So it was just, I was stuck in a loop of like, oh, cool, I'm just here masturbating. I'm not going to ejaculate. And that lasted for 170 days until 420, when everyone was like, yeah, just come, just do it. And then there's only one person that was like, no, don't come, I'll vote no and everything. And then it was majority rule. So I turned on some like ass porn, some like just, it was just male asses, like, there's no faces to them, just buttholes and big cheeks and everything. And I just started edging. I just started edging and edging. And I did a small hit of poppers because the time for Viagra passed. It wasn't a big dose. So I just did small hit, and it just, I think I shot out 6 times. And whew, it was intense. You know, I've had like cosmic hands-free orgasms in my sleep, and I'd say I prefer those much more to ejaculating. But it just felt like good. It felt like I've been like walking around with just like dirty glasses, and then like I just cleaned them, and just everything was just so bright, and everything just looked so clear and so like vivid afterwards. And I was just moving like really slow after that. Like I was drained, I was beat. And then the best worst part was, afterwards, like my prostate would just like twitch, and my balls would just like quiver every so often. It just felt like the muscles were like awakening again. They were just ready to come again. And it was just so fucking enticing. And like I couldn't help it, and then I just came again, like, I just became a semener after that. Like, I was just, it was like riding a bike, honestly. Like, I just started ejaculating again. I got like one of those glass yogurt cups, and I stuck my dick head in there, and I was just like, I'm gonna use my own frizz. And I was like, it's a milking time. And I just started fucking ejaculating. Fucking, my balls were so fucking tiny by the end of the night. Then I slept for like 16 hours after that, and I woke up, it was about 3 p.m., and I just walked around, you know, still pretty stoned, still really fucking drained, and I shot another load before I went out, you know, bought dinner, ate it, and then I went back to sleep. And then, so then it's April 22nd, and then I go get vaccinated, and I just remember, like, I was looking at, like, the stadium I was in, and I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, usually I'll get, like, a rush of arousal just looking at the stadium, because I just imagine all the fucking football players and all the jocks inside. But because I ejaculated, that sense of, like, arousal, that sense of urgency was just gone. And I was like, oh, fuck, how am I going to continue making files? How am I going to continue masturbating? And then, while I was sitting there, because they don't allow phones inside, I was just sitting there and I was thinking, oh shit, that's right. Like, I've always worshipped my penis, even without the cum denial. I've always worshipped my penis through cum denial. I've always worshipped even during ejaculation. You know, like, nothing's ever gotten in my way or made me want to stop. And then I just, like, got really erect in the vaccination clinic area. And, yeah, I was just sitting there and just, like, with a boner, and I was just like, fuck. And, like, thinking about how, my ejaculation, like, opened me up to, like, just being responsible just for a bit, you know, pouring out my piss bucket that I had in the fucking shower. I cleaned up all the fast food wrappers, you know, wiped down the light switches from all the lube and wiped down the doorknobs, you know, and just be a normal person for a few seconds. And then I was back to masturbating. I was back to jerking off, looking at fucking popper trainers and, like, fucking penis porn and all the stuff on Twitter and everything. So I think that's something to say to a lot of the cum deniers out there who think that after they ejaculate that there's going to be a huge relapse. And I've gotten to the point where even after I ejaculate, like, I'm still a penis worshiper. I'm still a masturbator. You know, it's no different than, like, another state of mind and everything, you know. All fasts, like, in Buddhist and Islamic religions, they all come to an end eventually. You go back to eating what you normally eat and everything, and, like, that was a sexual fast for me, and it came to an end, and now I'm ejaculating as much as I want. My next ejaculation is, I think, Thursday. I have it scheduled in the calendar. So until then, I'm edging. You know, I'm going to try to increase my intensity, because when you're that uncome, like, I would just play with the head. I would play with the head, you know, and that'd just be enough for me. But now I just need some vigorous, like, fist-fucking, hand-fucking. I can fuck both my fleshlights now at the same time, you know. I can put as many cock rings on as I want, and it's just be so fucking intense. Knowing that I can ejaculate as much as I want, my penis is giving me this pleasure, and I have to ejaculate as much as possible right now before my penis, like, locks me up again. The reason why I was cum denied in November was because of No Cum November. You know, it started on November 1st, and that's how I kept track of my cum denial journey. Like, I would just Google, whenever anyone asked, I would just Google November 1st, 2020, how far away was it? And then it just showed me on Google. And then, so it was very easy to keep track. I recommend, if you are starting cum denial, you should start it on the 1st or the 31st or the 30th, like, either at the beginning of the month or the end of the month. that way you can keep track of it and not have to have it in your head of like, oh, it's been this many days since I came, you know, like you need to get that out of your head in order for you to last that long. Because the more that you have it in your head, the more your penis will start to like take over and just be like, oh yeah, that's right, we haven't come in 10 days, I better ejaculate right now, you know? So you need to get it out of your head and like get it onto a piece of paper, or get it, do what I did, like Google the last day that you came, make it like a known day. It could be a holiday, maybe 420, maybe Christmas or something like that. Like, I know a lot of year-long masturbators, a lot of year-long cum deniers that only come on New Year's. That's one way that you can do it, right when the ball drops and you fucking ejaculate. That's one way. That's one thing I've tried to do before. I might do that next year. But right now I need to ejaculate as much as possible, because I don't know when I'm going back down. I usually never exceed a week of sperming. I usually like try to come every day, and that's usually what I usually like am used to. So it was a very interesting experience. I highly recommend not coming for at least 90 days, just to really you know, humble yourself before your penis. Just let your penis like control you. I might even push it to next Thursday, honestly, because I do kind of feel the need to edge again. I do kind of want to see just like if I can just come every 30 days, that would be really great. But there's a reason why I had like felt like ejaculating was 420 was the halfway point of my lease, living in my bait cave. In my head, I was always like, oh, I don't want to come in my bait cave because I'll mess up the lease. Like, I might come everywhere, and then there goes my security deposit. So instead, I was just cum denying. And ever since I moved in here, I stopped ejaculating, I stopped semening, just so that I would not make a mess. And now I just, whenever I ejaculate, I put my penis right into the yogurt jar, or I put it into a mason jar, and I just let it sperm as much as it wants. Then I put the jar in the freezer since I live alone, and no one really bothers me. So like, I don't have to worry about someone opening the freezer and being like, what's this? Because all the people I have over are fucking baiters like me. They're fucking masturbators, so if they open it, they'll be in for a pleasant surprise. But other than that, like, I'm the only one that's seeing the amount of semen that leaves my body, the amount of semen that I produce in one shoot, you know. And once I fill up one jar, I just push it to the back of the freezer and I just fill up the next. You know, like, if I ejaculate how I used to in college, I would be ejaculating like 10 times a day. It would be a fucking mess. I think in my dorm, I was just ejaculating in the corner with the dark carpet, so no one really could see. Just ejaculating in the closet, yeah. But right now, I'm trying to avoid having to pay a security deposit, because in college, I had to, because I was just a sperm fiend. So if you do want to try this, let me know. I can help work with you. I can help talk about edging, how to control your semen more. But other than that, like, I am going to be enjoying how much time I can spend with my penis while ejaculated, you know. I'm not as horny as I used to be now. I have an average libido, so, like, I was really sexually charged. And now it's gotten to the point where I don't really know what my normal libido was before the cum denial, because like I would, that's all I remember now is just being horny all the time and just doing anything to increase my arousal and just watching as much porn as possible and letting everything just like fall to the wayside and just like letting my place just be a fucking mess, a man cave and all that stuff. So I'm just, right now I'm just cleaning up after myself, after my fucking masturbator self, because my masturbator self is a fucking mess, is a fucking animal, and just leaves shit everywhere, and just leaves, like, clothes, jock straps, sex toys just like scattered all over the place. So I had to clean up after him right now before I can go back down into my penis space. So yeah, it was a fun experience. I highly recommend cum denying for at least 90 days, if not 100 days. And I'll be here for anyone that's going to try that. If anyone wants to beat my goal, my record, it's 170 days. My next record is probably going to be a year or 2 years, but I'm definitely just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of cum deniers that go from their 20s to their 50s without coming, and I highly envy them. I highly worship them.